8-yard line. Brings up a second and short, 2 yards to go.
Tackle made by number 51, Zach Grider.
So Austin Seltz checks out as well as Devin Lemanski. In at quarterback is number 10, Josh Schelke. Two wide to the left, one to the right. Two in the backfield, and it's a handoff to Puff, who puts the head down and charges across the 50-yard line into Bath territory, a 3-yard gain, and picks up the first down for the Pirates.
Tackle made by number 70.
Lemanski checks in, replaces Puff. First and 10 from Bath territory to the 49-yard line. 5:50 left in the game. Harbor Beach leads 49-7 over Bath. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Schelke in at quarterback. A little bit of a high snap. They still get it off, though. To number 20,
Chris Keys
around the left side, out to the 45-yard line. A 4-yard gain. And now number 76, Adam Swartz, one of my favorite players, actually, for this JV team. He's an absolute beast out there. He's 5'11", 250 pounds, and a sophomore. And he has very quick feet, has very good balance, and he has a very bright future for this Harbor Beach football program.
That's exactly what they need, too, is size on the offensive and defensive line that will only help things on offense.
Hand off to Puff around the right side, and Bath breaks right through the line. Number 7, Cam Ellsworth, comes in for the tackle for a loss for 2 yards. Pushes Harbor Beach back to the Bath 47-yard line. Now a 3rd and 7 coming up for the Pirates.
Pomona Westphalia still leads 20-14. 1 minute, 31 seconds left in that game.
A tight one there. If Harbor Beach can hang on to win this one, leading 49-7. They will take you on either Pomona Westphalia or Carson City Crystal Falls. 3rd and 8 for the second string of Harbor Beach here. As a handoff to Chris Keys, and Bath blows right through the line, still out there with their first string in there. And they push them back into Harbor Beach territory to the 49-yard line, a loss of 4, and now a 4th down and 12 for the Pirates. So HB will punt this one away. And this is the first time Harbor Beach has punted all.
First time they punted today, yes. Maybe the first time in the playoffs.
Yes, indeed.
Tackle made in the last play by number 70, Dalton Hilliker.
In reality, it's been a beautiful night here. There's absolutely no wind in Harbor Beach, which is a rarity. It's right at the freezing point at 33 degrees. Nick Hessling ready to kick this one away from his own 35-yard line. Line of scrimmage is at the 49-yard line. Gets the punt away. Beautiful punt. Zach Richardson has to back up to the 13-yard line to bring this one in. He's out to the 20, and he's going to be tackled at the 25-yard line by number 50 for Harbor Beach.
That's George Sutherland.
George Sutherland, the center on the offense for Harbor Beach. A nice 31-yard punt for Nick Hessling. 2:48 running clock here in the fourth quarter, 49-7. Harbor Beach leads. That punt started at the line of scrimmage at the 49, was brought in at the 14-yard line. 1st and 10 for Bath. Left right across the radio from their own 25-yard line. Moffitt comes under center. Playing the last game in the B jersey. Hand off to the left side. To number 51, the new fullback, Zach Grider. That was Ryan Dress. We're going to do it with Ryan Dress.
Correct, Ryan Dress. Tackle made by number 73, Jonas Herman.
4-yard gain for Ryan Dress. 2nd and 6 coming up. 1:50 left in the fourth quarter. As the Harbor Beach sideline starting to get a little loose. Game focus for next week. securing another district championship, their third straight. Pitch out to the right to number five. Tareen Rezegul gets the first down, down to the 40-yard line, out of bounds there. And another first and 10 for Bath from their own 40. Minute 20 left in the fourth.
Tackle made by the senior, number 19, Jared Baudette.
11-yard pickup for Rezegul. Wide to the left is number 24, Mark Beeson. Leslie Payne in motion, and it's a pitch out to him around the left side on the option, and he actually fumbled at the last end of the play, and it's still loose, close, and it's finally on the third attempt to bring it in. Harbor Beach recovers it. Number 22, Mitch Hearn. Mitch Hearn brought that one in, playing cornerback on this defense for Harbor Beach on the second string with 45 seconds left in the game. So Harbor Beach will get the ball back, probably take a pull out the victory formation here, needs to at least kneel once, and that's going to be your ball game. Harbor Beach is going to move on to the third round, onto the regionals.
Yeah, I got to think that Pauwama-Westphalia Carson City Crystal Falls game has got to be down right to the wire right now.
And Pauwama-Westphalia defeats Carson City Crystal Falls 20-14 with 8 seconds left here as Harbor Beach defeats the Bath Fighting Bees 49-7 as Harbor Beach secures their third straight district championship, this time in Division 7, and they're going to go on to play in the regional final against Pauwama-Westphalia in Harbor Beach next Friday. We'll confirm the time and location just to be certain in a few minutes here. But as Harbor Beach advances to the third round of the playoffs for the third straight year, final score 49-7.
Yeah, congratulations to the Harbor Beach Pirates on their district championship. They played a heck of a ball game today, winning 49-7 over the Bath Fighting Bees.
You're tuned to WLAW Sports. When we return, we'll break down this entire game for you, including all the stats you need or don't want to hear. You're tuned to WLEW Sports, your home for high school football.
Saginaw Valley State University, where personal attention and outstanding opportunities produce impressive results.
I'm Cody Newland from Marlette, and I'm a medical laboratory science major at SVSU. My MLS program was accredited the May before I started at Saginaw Valley. On a national level, this program is one of the best, so that's part of what brought me here. Saginaw Valley is only an hour from home, so I can go home whenever I need to, if I need to pick something up or if I want to see family and friends, but it's far enough away that I'm on my own. I lived on campus and it was amazing. I met so many people that way, and it prompted me to get involved, because if you're here, you'll have a little downtime, so you find something that will keep you busy in the long run. That's what makes college memorable.
For more information on Saginaw Valley State University, including more stories from students and alumni, visit iam.svsu.edu.
Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick Conceiving invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
So when you go to a doctor, do you take the guy's advice in the waiting room? Or how about the DMV's stance on timeliness? So why should insurance be any different? It's completely normal not to understand every small detail of your policy. That's why we're here. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. I'd be happy to help you understand your policy and what it means. More importantly though, what coverage you need. Policies are not cookie cutter compatible. And if your policy has the word cut rate in it, we need to have a chat now. That's Clark Ramsey in the Elkton office of Farm Bureau Insurance. Call me today. Well, once the game is done.
All high school sports, but especially contact sports like football, produce their share of injuries. But never have its players been better equipped, better coached, and better protected by rules which have lowered, that's right, lowered catastrophic injuries. football is a special sport doing great things.